Oh.
What if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms? You'd say you had a
load of wood.
Or an arm.
Or an arm full.
And on a wagon that doesn't have a full load of wood, you say he just has a, what? Do you ever hear of a jag of wood?
No, that's country. That's country.
Yeah.
You said we didn't use that word. It might have been used in the country.
If there was a log across the road, you'd say we tied a chain around to it and we
roll the log along?
Or
is that what?
Pulled it out of the
pulled
log.
It?
We're using the word drag. You say
drag. You know, you could use any of them.
He said, ask me, have you already what that log?
Drug?
Huh?
Did you drag the?
Okay, or have you already?
Have you already? I don't know whether you'd say drug or what.
Well,
I would change it around if I didn't know what to say.
And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you say he was doing what?
I don't know. I just...
What would you say? He's hauling or carting or drawing?
Well, you might say he's hauling a log or something. Uh-huh. Hauling mostly. You'd use in regard to logs. Or hauling a load of sand or hauling something.
Uh-huh.
Hauling is mostly what we'd use about in this part of the country.
Say if you went to the store and bought something, what would the grocer put it in for you to carry it home? He'd put it in a...
Well, you might say a paper bag or a paper sack, whatever you want to call it.
What's the difference between a bag and sack?
Nothing.
Which would you call it?
Sometimes one and sometimes the other. Really, a sack used to be made out of, that we called a sack, was made out of hemp, I guess you'd call it. I've got one back there.
What would you call the stuff flour came in if you didn't buy it in a barrel?
Well, that's a sack of flour.
What would you call
and they
that?
Come in a bag too now, you know, in a paper bag.
What about that bag or sack, that rough material, rough ground material that feed used to come in? You know what I mean?
Croaker sack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Any other name for that?
Yeah, there was, but I can't think what it is right now.
What about toe sack or gunny sack?
Yeah, we call it toe sack sometimes, gunny sack. But it's been so long ago that we used that term. It's too long ago. They don't, you know, we don't talk in those terms much anymore.
Say if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in
a cork?
Okay. Would you still call it a cork if it's made out of glass?
Oh, no.
What would you call it then?
A cork is made out of cork.
What is
it? A stopper of some kind. You don't need to specify what kind of stopper you put in it.
Uh-huh.
It might be a glass stopper if you put it in one of those vinegar cruets like I have in there. They have a glass stopper in them. And then there's some that you screw a top on.
Uh-huh. What about a musical instrument people used to play like this?
Harp.
Okay. What about the one?
Some of them call them a juice harp.
Uh huh. How did you play the juice harp? Is that?
That's the same one. You just play it with your mouth.
Uh-huh.
I never could play one. I tried. I can't play that. Never could play the harp, and I tried to whistle. And one time I was going after was one of some of them after the cow, and I thought nobody was. I was way off from them and. I was trying best to whistle, and this boy came up behind me, and he said, "What you trying to do, lady, and blow your head off?" I was just...
You know, when you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call a long wooden piece that comes...
That's a tongue, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I think it's a tongue. And this is called a what?
With the buggy?
See, the tongue is onto this piece that comes behind me.
Uh-huh.
That's a tracer, isn't it? I think it's called a tracer.
What's that?
I can't remember.
What about out with the buggy. You back the horse in between the two. You know, you have these long poles that come on each side of them. You call those the...
Well, that's not the harness. That's the...
Do you ever hear of shafts or seals or drafts on a buggy?
Shafts, I guess.
What about this lady, what you were thinking of a minute ago?
I can't remember what that piece was. The horses ran away with us one time when we were down in the country. And this girl that I was talking about, we picked cotton together, she said she could drive, and I said I couldn't. So Adeline was going to drive, and they let us, they had a team, and they had two horses. And she said she could drive, and she tried to drive. And